Seven reasons why the law of attraction may have failed you.
This is Law of Attraction Secrets. Join miracle mentor and alchemy life coach Robert Sink and prepare to be empowered.
Hello, everybody. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever time you're listening to this special Law of Attraction podcast. I am your miracle mentor, your mentor of light, Robert Zenk. And today, we are soaring high like a big, beautiful eagle flying in the direction of your dreams and your goals. It's amazing. It's just astonishing the number of people that have been listening to this podcast and are now seeing eagles flying by. I don't know what that means, but I think it's a good sign. Hey, listen, I want to remind you to subscribe to us on YouTube. Click the bell icon and you'll automatically be entered into our monthly contest. Same thing going on Instagram, Law of Attraction Solutions on Instagram. When you're there, you'll be entered into our monthly contest. We're giving away three audio programs on each channel each month. And, of course, we love you on iTunes and Blog Talk Radio. Thank you so much for listening to this podcast. We're here with you every single day. Plus, we're going to be doing some live videos. And the live, we've been doing live, but I mean, what I mean by live is I mean, we're going to do question and answer. We're going to have live videos about once a week where you can ask questions, but you won't know that we're on live unless you click the bell icon. Okay? So, seven reasons why the law of attraction may have failed you. First, understand that the law of attraction never fails. It always provides exactly what the dominating thought on your mind is, what your vibration is, what you're putting out. It's like looking into a mirror. You're going to get a reflection back. You're not going to look into a mirror and, as yourself and see someone else. You're going to see you. So whatever you are emanating through your vibration is what you're going to receive in return. So understand that in truth, the law of attraction really never, ever fails. But I'm going to share with you seven reasons why you may have attempted to employ the power of the law of attraction and not got the results that you wanted to get. Okay, number one is you believe, possibly, that positive thinking is enough. I hear this all the time. Robert, I'm trying to think positive. I'm trying. Well, look, when you get up in the morning, do you try to get up or do you just get up? When you brush your teeth, do you try to brush your teeth or do you brush your teeth? So why all of a sudden when you are looking to manifest something important in your life, like your relationship, like your business, like your career, like your health, why are you now just trying? And why do you believe that positive thinking alone is enough? Positive thinking is great. I am positive that positive thinking is wonderful, but it is not enough. You must have an absolute dogged, I mean, deep down dogged belief that whatever it is you are manifesting is happening, or better yet, has already happened. You're just waiting to receive the key to open the door. I like to think that it's already present because we live in a time-space universe, but manifestation comes out of the gap. It comes out of the void. And it comes out of a place beyond space, beyond time. It's activated by your thoughts and emotions, but that's where it comes from. So, positive thinking is great, but don't believe that that is enough. Number two, you wonder when it's going to manifest. Perhaps you've set a goal or an intention. You have written up some affirmations. Maybe you have made a vision board. And now you're just sitting around every day. Well, when is it going to manifest? And then when you don't want to ask that question, you'll say, well, how long does it normally take to manifest? There is no normal with the universe. Every situation is unique. Every fingerprint is different. You are unique. There is no one like you. There is no one that will ever be like you. And there's no one that ever was you. You are a one-time experience in the universe. And so how you interact with the universe, how you interact with the infinite field of potential is going to be unique to you. So I have seen people literally start up a business and within, I have a friend of mine, I hope you're listening, and he's a wonderful guy. He started up three businesses pretty much all at the same time, and they're all making money. Now, you'll hear a lot of people tell you, well, give it 2 years before you get into the profit margin area. You know, I mean, that's their belief. That's not reality. So we've confused beliefs with reality. And the reality is this guy's making a pile of money with three businesses, and he's doing it very quickly. So I don't think it's a good question to ask the universe, when is it going to happen? I think it's because it's saying that it's not happening. You see what I'm saying? You're indicating that it's not happening. Why not say, I am so grateful for what I have manifested in my life. I am grateful for what is now manifesting into my world, into my relationship, into my business, into my career, into my health. I think that's a better way to approach it.
You are about to experience a miracle. Claim your free 30 minutes of miracle mentoring and alchemy life coaching. Visit www.lawofattractionsolutions.com.
This is the number one podcast on personal empowerment, success, and the law of attraction. You're listening to the Miracle Mentor of Light, Robert Zink.
Number three, you have deep doubts that you can attract what you desire. I have a gentleman that really loved the guy, but every other text he sends is, Robert, I don't think she's ever going to come back. I don't think she loves me. Well, I happen to know that she has the deepest desire for him, but he needs to raise his vibration. And the longer he stays in this place, this crappy, nasty place of she's never going to love me again, feeling sorry for himself. I guess that's what it is. He's feeling sorry for himself. When you doubt that you can attract what you desire, you're feeling sorry for yourself, and you're emphasizing to the infinite field of potential that you don't deserve it, that you're not worthy of that new house, that new car, that dream vacation, that incredible relationship. Number four, are you spending too much time talking about what's gone wrong in your life? This went wrong, and then this went wrong, and then I met this person, and then they cheated me, and this went wrong, and then this person did something nasty to me and stole all my money, and then this went wrong. And I think you're living in a world where everything is going wrong because that's your belief system. And you are attracting more of it. Maybe you've had 20, 30, 40 years of everything going wrong. I don't know. But you don't need another 20, 30, 40 years of everything going wrong. And you'll get that if you continue to emphasize and focus on what went wrong in your past. Let it go. I'm not saying not to go back into the past and learn from mistakes. I'm not saying that it isn't a good idea to revisit the past with gratitude, but let that negative stuff that has happened in your past go. Well, number five, I love this one. We got to blame someone else. You know, Robert, I have done everything. I've read every book on the law of attraction. I've said every affirmation that's on the internet. I've watched every video that's available, not only from you, but from everybody else. And it's not working. You guys must all be wrong. You must all be wrong. I mean, I don't believe any of it anymore. It's because I've done it all and it didn't work. Every time you say it didn't work, that's what you're attracting more of. That's the primary dominating. Remember we said you're always going to attract the dominating thought of your mind. That's the dominating thought. Well, it wasn't when I started. I think it was. I think you were testing the universe. And guess what? Every time you test the universe, it will fail you. It will succeed, but it will fail you. So stop blaming other people. If you want to know what you're vibrating, look at what's going on in your life. Look at how your relationships are. Look at what's happening with your business, with your career. That tells you what you're vibrating. And if you're not happy with where you're at, shift your vibration. Well, number six, it's a tough one, but sometimes the physical evidence, I won't say sometimes, I'll say oftentimes, the physical evidence says this isn't going to work. It's never going to happen. It's never going to manifest. It doesn't make a difference. I don't care what the physical evidence says. What I care is what you believe, what you are vibrating, what you are emotionalizing, what you are invoking, because that trumps the physical evidence. The physical evidence may say one thing, but where you're at, what you're doing, what you're vibrating, trumps all of it. You see, the universe has unlimited resources and unlimited power. So don't tell me something is already set in stone. It's already set in stone. It can't change now. It can change. It's up to you. Well, number seven, we try to put out audios on this from time to time podcasts, but too many of you ignore signs that it's already begun, that the manifestation program has already started. If you're seeing coincidences happen, if doors are opening that were previously locked to you, if opportunities are beginning to manifest, if sequences of numbers 11, 11, 333, 444, 777, if number sequences are showing up in your life, then there's a pretty good chance that the universe is speaking to you and saying, hey, you, guess what? I'm working for you. I'm making it happen. And then that's the time you want to double down on your belief. That's the time you want to really get strong and really focus on your vibration. I know good things are happening. I have no doubt that incredible things are happening in your life. By the way, if you'd like to claim your 30 minutes of miracle mentoring and alchemy life coaching, visit us at lawofattractionsolutions.com. Fill out the form. Here's the deal. We're going to discover in 30 minutes whether a miracle mentoring program is right to help you get to the next level in whatever it is you're trying to do. Stop trying, by the way. Just do it. Have a great day, because you absolutely deserve it. Bye-bye now.